Hi, everybody. This is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. Just wanted to say hello and hang around for about an hour and talk to you. Let me give you some phone numbers if I can. 1-877-876-5227. 1-888-815-9756. And 1-530-876-9146. The 877 is the United States. 888 is out of the country. And 1530 is right here. So we should have some fun this evening. I was just on the phone with a good friend of mine, and we were discussing a lot of things, and I had some emails also that seemed to be very interesting, and I was asked a lot of questions about what was going on in California and at the Dr. Fred conference, and three people had given me emails about levitating, and I guess I better answer that so you'll understand. We were in California about 6 months ago at a conference with Dr. Fred, and unbeknownst to me, we only had one projector, but there was a nice gentleman there who was very, very friendly and had projectors at home, so he brought in three of his projectors, and we had four, and intuitively, I got to put the projectors 6 feet in the air at about a 2% rise in the projectors themselves on the stands. So as we raised the consciousness level of the room, what happened was basically is that we were having a tremendous amount of energy coming into the room with the projectors. And what I was able to do, we had about 60 people in the group. Hello? Oh, evidently somebody was trying to get on the phone. What happened was is that we... Hello? No. We were having a lot of fun in the room in terms of the energy becoming higher. And what happened was is that I brought down 1, 2, 3 pillars of light in a triangulation of the pyramid. And what happened was is that we had a lot of people standing in the main pyramid shape light, which I've been able to do on Saturday nights, is we've been able to bring that light down for everybody that's listening to the program. And I've had a lot of emails about that, which I'm trying to return. But what happened basically was is that within the 60 people in the group, the major party, of course, was at the big light, which is was a cylindrical type of light that was being brought down. And they put their hands in the light. And unbeknownst to me, after about 5 minutes, some people were levitating. Dr. Fred had told me about that. And the room became extremely light and became extremely holy. And what I mean by that is that our minds were completely cleared at that moment for about a half hour. And it was really a lot of fun to do. We had a tremendous amount of energy and white light coming into the room. I know that my hands got burnt, my face got bright red, and my ears got burnt. And there were some people that happened to that, too. Their faces were bright red with these three pillars of light that were in the room. So the reason I'm bringing this up is because I've had some people ask me about that. And on the program on Saturday night, as of tonight, we're going to be doing the same thing. It just keeps coming down. I don't know why I'm receiving that kind of energy. I don't ask, and I don't want to know. All I know is that it's happening, and it's working, and people are receiving that energy. And I've got about 100 emails that I need to be able to email out again. And I'm working on it slowly but surely. I just got a new computer, so I'm trying to learn how to work with it and make it work. It's really a lot of fun, and so I'm trying to answer people one at a time. And I'm taking classes at the Apple Store now and learning more and more how to work my computer. But anyhow, the people that were standing in the light in the pillars, the purity of their thoughts caused tremendous love. In other words, their minds were very clear. There was no brain chatter in their brain at all. In other words, what happens with us is that we're thinking about 50,000 things at one time. And through meditation and through guidance and through understanding who we are, you're capable, or we're capable, of getting rid of the brain chatter through meditation and through also trying to understand ourselves even more by letting go more. And that's what was happening in the room in the light. So it's possible, it's very, very possible to have it done at one time without any kind of push. And what I mean by pushing, in other words, with that kind of light that we were bringing down into the room, their minds, their chakras, their bodies were completely in alignment with the universe and with God. And there was no brain chatter. There was nothing. Everybody was clear as a bell. And it was really, really quite interesting. As a matter of fact, the lights in my house just flickered as I was talking about this kind of energy. So I know where we're being, things are really happening now. So that's what happened during the levitation. I've had some people ask me about that, and I just wanted to let them know that with the amount of people and with the amount of love and compassion that was in the room, and what we were doing is that one person at a time would be standing in the light, and I showed everybody how to stand in the light in perfect access actually. And they were receiving this tremendous light, and as they were standing in the light, people were receiving a lot of healing. So it was really a lot of fun to do, and we did that for a few hours, and we had a lot of fun. So I hope that answers the questions about levitation. It's not something that I was aiming to do. It wasn't something that I wanted to do. It just happened. So with a large amount of people, it's attainable, and I suspect it can be attainable alone once you're dealing with this kind of energy and love. I've never levitated myself. I can't say that I have. All I know is that with a large group of people, that's what happened. And so I just wanted to bring that up this evening, as I've had some people ask me about that. The other thing I wanted to talk about is get in touch with your smile. Get in touch with who you are, and it's so easy to do. We were talking about this about a month ago, so I'll bring it up again. When you're smiling, touch your belly button, 2 inches below the belly button. You'll feel your dantian. That's the power system. Hello?
Oh, hello, Steve. This is Linda.
Oh, hi, Linda. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing really well. I am so excited about what you're talking about.
And oh, thank you.
I want to thank you so much for your great big heart and the energy that you send out to all of us on a regular basis.
Thank you. Have you been able to feel the light?
To feel the light?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, good.
My whole body is just singing.
Wonderful. Great.
I couldn't wait to talk to you this week. I tried too late last week. And I was going to request something. My left side of my body is feeling stagnation or something, where my left elbow and just my arm. I feel like I'm trying to visualize a waterfall of energy going out my arm.
Mm-hmm.
But I was wondering if you could scan. And I had a couple other questions, like skin sensitivity, if it's hypersensitive to touch or temperature, you know, what that's
all about. I think people
about.
All over the country are feeling that. And I don't know why.
I've been feeling this a long time. Pardon?
Yeah, I think a lot of people around the country are starting to feel that.
It's wonderful to, just keep it flowing.
The skin sensitivity is something that's happening all over the country. I don't know why. I did 34 massages last week, and a lot of people were complaining about their left side and the elbow and the left arm. I've never seen anything like it before, but usually something is going on. So what we're going to do is very simple. We're going to open up your body completely. Is that okay to do?
Oh, absolutely. Positively.
Okay. Well, there's a tremendous light over your head right now. It's a ball of light about 4 feet above your head.
Mm-hmm.
That's the governor for your body. So what's happening is the light is coming through your head right now and going down your left arm. Can you feel that?
I just think about my arm and I feel the energy in my hands.
Right, right, right. You should be able to feel the energy going right down through the center of your body now. Can you feel that?
I'm starting to.
Good. Allow that just to go through your body. Let it process its way through. You should be able to feel that opening up through your complete body right now. It's about, there we go. It's filling up your whole body right now. It should feel almost like a gentle swirl of energy. This is going to be very interesting. There's a tremendous amount of light going through your body, coming out of your body, and going straight into the ground. It's about 6 inches wide. It's in a circle. It's going into the ground. You should be able to feel the energy in your feet as we speak now. Can you feel that?
They feel very grounded.
Right, right, right. Do you feel yourself becoming more grounded to the earth?
Yes.
Good. How does your left arm feel now?
Feels lighter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, what we're going to do, your consciousness is opening up more. You should be able to feel yourself very grounded in the mind, but you also should be able to feel yourself more open at the same time.
Yeah.
Can you feel that?
Yes, it's
wonderful.
Beautiful.
Good. Yeah, it's tremendous. There's a tremendous amount of love going through your body. It's just coming right down from heaven. There's a pair of hands above your governor, and they're waving back and forth. It's very, very interesting. It's actually in front. It's waving. And you should be able to feel more energy going through your body now. Can you feel that?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
The mind is in a good place.
Yes. Your sacrum. Can you feel your sacrum really vibrating?
It's just real even keel is in my whole
yes.
body.
Good. You have a beautiful heart.
Oh, it wants to express itself through
dance.
Yeah,
you're very, very compassionate and a very loving person. Wow.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Tara.
Oh, it's just nice to be acknowledged, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes,
yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You're doing some really, really good, serious work. You're allowing yourself to be, and that's so rare today. If you take a look at both your hands, can you see energy?
I'm feeling it.
Okay.
Clear sense.
What I would like you to do, if you can, is just to turn your hands over and take a look at the energy or feel the energy in the palm that you're not holding the phone with.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to just focus that and just turn it towards your head. And you feel a tremendous amount of energy going back right back into your head. Can you feel that?
Oh, yeah.
Very soothing, yes. You're really opening up to the universal energy.
Yeah, I feel that. It is very exciting.
Yes, yes. You just need to allow yourself to be more and and allowed yourself to express your own expression when you want to.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing great.
On the way, on the road.
Yes,
to find
you
out.
Are. You're on your way. Probably much more than most people, I think.
Yes, I feel a little isolated at times. That's why I was so grateful for BBS Radio. I ran my tribe, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Where do you live at? Can I ask?
Up in Washington State.
Wow. Okay. Are you in a small town? Is that what's
yeah,
going
little
on?
Bellingham.
Okay, and how many people are in Bellingham, can I ask?
Oh, goodness, so many more than there used to be.
Really? Okay. That's great. You're in your home now. You're in your living room. Is that what I'm feeling?
Yeah.
Okay. What I want you to do is just take your hands and open them up and allow to feel the energy in the room. I think you're going to feel it, even if you have one hand. As you're turning it up, as you're turning your hand over, you should be able to feel a tremendous amount of energy coming out of the center of your hand and just allowing that pure energy. It's nirvana.
Oh, yes.
Can you feel it?
Oh, yes.
Yes. You're there, my dear.
Yeah. Thank you for the acknowledgement.
Oh, it's just wonderful. There's a lot of other people that are with you. And we need to be acknowledged and we need to be loved and understood. And a lot of us don't get that. It's something that a lot of people don't understand, that there's a lot of people out here that love everybody and we need to allow that to come through even more.
Yes, and celebrate that.
Yes, such a good word, celebrate.
Yeah.
Yes.
Joy is my
word.
Prayer.
Yeah. I just got a new computer, and computer is Stephen A. Barish at www.bbsradio.com, and I've got so many emails to return, I don't even know where to begin. So I'm
right.
Just learning how to work my computer. I'm going to the Apple store, and they're showing me how to operate my computer, so I'm slowly returning all my emails.
Yes, well, congratulations on learning.
Yeah, it's fun. I bought a 20-inch screen, which seems to help a lot.
Yes, I enlarged it on mine, too.
Did you really?
Yeah, well, I feel so much love from you, so consistently.
Well, thank you.
You are
thank
amazing.
You. You know, it's so home. Wonderful to be on the radio, BBS Radio, and to be able to help people that really want to be helped. It's just, it's wonderful for me because it's not something that I'm trying to do. It's just something that's coming through for me, and I just want to share it. And, you know, I'm so glad that you're one of the people that I'm sharing with.
Oh, so effortlessly and just by feeling so supported. What a gift.
We all need that.
Yes, we do. And
we all need that. And
you're the engine. You're starting it for a lot of us, or reminding us in the moment.
Well, thank
just
you.
Hearing your vibration, just how your tone and your pace. And
well, thank you.
You're doing a good job.
Your mind should be very clear right now. I don't think there's any brain chatter in your brain at all.
It went away.
Yes. The more people that get into this light now, for some odd reason, I think we have about 14 or 15 million people listening, and whoever wants this light, it's right in front of them. All they have to do is touch it. And I don't know why God is doing that. I have no idea other than it is happening.
Because it's time.
And if they, thank you, if they want to get rid of that brain chatter, all they have to do is put their hand in that light. I had a young man about 4 weeks ago who put his hand in the light and actually disappeared right in the light. And he said, my hand's gone. I said, well, pull it out slowly. He pulled it out, and there it was. But it's some powerful stuff.
Yeah, and so beautiful.
That's good.
Well,
I'm so
do you recommend anything for me with the tools that you have, the projector? I've only listened to you about 3 times.
Oh, great. Well, yes, the projector itself, let's talk about the nuclear receptor first. The nuclear receptor is quite a device, and I was just, matter of fact, I was on the phone with Fred before, and we were talking about what I, you know, I said, Fred, what can I be discussing tonight? And he was telling me about the platinum receptors. I know a lot of people probably can't afford that. I can't even afford it myself, but he was telling me that the platinum itself, the pressure going back to the heart, or not from the heart, but to the heart, is what causes heart attacks, from what I understand. If I hope I'm right in my surmising from what he said. He's such a brilliant man, and to listen to him, you know, I hope I'm saying this right. But he said that the platinum receptor would help that tremendously in terms of the blood pressure going back to the heart. I hope I'm right in what I'm saying. I'm pretty well sure I am. But he was talking about the platinum being able to do that. But naturally, not everybody can afford that. So the solid silver receptor is quite a device. I started out with that, and I've had it. I had one for about 8 years, and it really, really worked. And the first thing I noticed, to give you an idea, is that I saw a lot of black pouring out of my back, I think the first week that I had it. And I called Fred, and I said, Fred, what's going on? I see a lot of black pouring out of my back. And it was, he said, it's all the x-rays that you ever had that was coming out of my back.
Wow. Yeah, which part of the spine?
It's really interesting stuff, and it really does work. And I remember after that, I was watching my brain clear from lead, from all the from all different kinds of toxins that were in my body. I was just watching my cells change, and the nuclear changes happen in my body with the nuclear receptor. And I was actually watching everything changing in my body, including the blood. So it's really helped me a long way, and it's quite an instrument, interesting instrument. And I've been wearing one for about 10 years now. And
I noticed Fred
really
wears
work.
It along by his heart, and he has a long chain.
I've got my chain down. Let me see where it is. It's down by my central tendon, which is the diaphragm.
Okay, even lower, yeah.
Yeah, that's where I have mine. I presume that you can wear it around your heart. Uh-huh.
Speaking of the heart, last night I was feeling my heart speed up real fast, and it's been doing that. I'm 52, so I didn't know if it was, you know, hormonal or what, you know.
My heart's been speeding up, too. I think there's a lot of people that the hearts are speeding up. And I think what's happening, basically, is that there's a tremendous amount of light that's coming into the planet now, and we need it desperately.
Yes. So and, it's additional or added frequency energies or something
yes.
to us? This has been going on for years.
Right. And
we almost black out. It's so intense.
Yeah, it's really, really intense. And so what we're doing, the people that do have the nuclear receptors are able to take this energy in at a leap and bound that most people can't even imagine. So it protects you. It'll protect you from all the electronics and psychics and, you know, different things of that nature that are being put out right now, the elves, everything. You know, there's a lot of things that we need to take care of in our bodies, and this really does it. It really, really does. And one of the biggest thing, I guess, right now is HARP, which is the electronics of it are very strong. So it just protects you all the way around.
Yeah. No, I think within my own being, I can do grounding cords into the earth.
Right, right,
and,
right.
And, you know, use my own personal power. But having an assistant is always good.
You bet.
And do you recommend a certain stone for my personal?
Yes, I would highly suggest blue sapphire.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I'm saying a blue sapphire is that it's really good for the grounding, and it's also very, very good for the heart. And that would really, really help you a lot.
Yes, the heart.
Let me see here. I believe the blue sapphire is for calming and balancing and intuition. It's also very good for the heart. That would really, really help. That's what I began with, actually. And I wore that for 8 years.
Nice.
And it's not only that the stone works on that. There's a lot of levels and dimensional levels that we work with all the time. And most of us don't know about the dimensional levels. And sometimes what we need to do is actually not even worry about it and just allow that to do whatever it needs to do.
Yes, just open up that crown chakra, the lotus petals.
Yes.
When appropriate.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I saw my soul, and it looked like a lotus. It had
what
a big
color?
Yellow spot in the center. It looked like a flower.
What color?
The leaves on the were white, and the center of it was yellow-white. And it was inside an octagon. And so that was really a lot of fun to watch and to look at. And eventually I was allowed to swim in the water of the lotus and go beneath it. And I would stay there for days just breathing the life support water, whatever it was that I was breathing in. So I really made a lot of changes with that. And if people, now I don't know how God did that, but I remember it happened exactly when I was 40 years old.
Oh.
And I had this hand come on top of me, this beautiful white hand, and just totally opened me up. And I was actually looking into the window of my soul. And I saw my soul, and that's when God started to speak to me. And that's what happened. So it's just been changes after changes. I'm 65 now, so it's been a few years.
Uh-huh.
And it's been a lot of fun. And so I'm trying to share that now. It took me a long time to be able to do this. I never wanted to share it. I didn't know if I was supposed to be sharing my sayings with anybody or whatever the case may be. But
maybe you're gathering your own forces and waiting for the right time.
Well, I remember I went to a concert in Rochester, New York, and I became spiritually friendly with Carlos Santana.
Mm-hmm.
And we were sharing energy one night. He doesn't know me, and I don't know him from Adam in terms of humanness. But in the spiritual sense, we know each other very well.
Yes.
And we were sharing energy, and I was sharing some of my sayings. And I would feel him months afterwards. Very, very spiritual man. And the reason I'm bringing this up is I think we helped each other an awful lot.
Yes.
And I started to realize that there's a lot of people out there with tremendous energy, and we could really help a lot of other people. He does it with music, and I do it a different way.
Right, waiting for that catalyst.
Yes,
something.
And I was very scared. I was very afraid of it. I didn't know what to do or how to handle it, and it took me all these years to be able to say, God, I'll do whatever you want me to do with it, and I just out of nowhere, this radio station popped up, and that's what happened.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Things are happening for me, and things are happening for a lot of other people. I don't take credit for any of this. It's all God's doing. I'm just a human being like everybody else, and I'm going with it now.
A yes person.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, can you tune into my soul color? What color do you
think? Yes, I'm looking at a very, very beautiful white. There's an ivory color that's absolutely gorgeous in the center of your, that's coming out in the center of your soul. And there's yellow, there's a absolutely gorgeous purple, very, very high, very, very different. And it's really, really beautiful. And let's see what other colors have. You have tremendous gifts. My goodness gracious. The colors that I'm looking at that are actually in your aura, there's pink, there's green, orange, yellow, white, and you have angels all around you. Just beautiful little angels. And I'm finding out that the little angels are just as powerful as the big angels. That's really beautiful. And your soul is really lit up beautifully.
I feel like I'm ready to burst from the seams and, you know, to do the work I came here to do, this mission, and finding some land and creating intentional community. And my husband of 22 years departed a few years ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Had a real amazing transition.
he's around
so
you.
Well, I can't fault
it. I feel his presence around you.
Yeah.
You know, I know that you can feel that. So.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, and he's there. He's there to help you. I'm so sorry to hear that, you know, but sometimes on the other side they can help even more.
That's right. As twin rays and soulmates, so many, many lifetimes, this is we're forced into what's coming up, the telepathic communion that Junbolo Melchizedek talked about yesterday on BBS.
Right,
two.
Right, right.
Yeah, it was really, really inspiring.
Yeah.
So we have to be patient.
Everything is timing. Everything is there for us. All we need to do is we let go. We can see and feel a lot more. It's just a matter of letting go. And that's so important to do. I've talked about that so many times, about letting go. That's so important. And, I've had some beautiful sights and different things of that nature happen to me. And I lost a very dear friend of mine, a rabbi friend, a few years ago. And he was a very, very dear friend of mine. And I lost my wife a couple of years ago. She wanted a divorce, so that happened for me. But
the form changes.
A lot of changes happening.
She
needed to go her way. I needed to go my way.
Yeah.
And we're still the best of friends, but we needed to... she needs to grow in one direction, and I need to grow in my direction. And right after that, I started to really bloom and blossom as much as I possibly could.
Yeah, and there's something about that solo flight that allows for that to happen faster, maybe.
Yes, yes.
It's all okay.
Right, it's all okay.
Embrace it all and just see what shows up next.
That's all that we can do.
That's the message I got when Tim left. I said, clear the slate and get ready for what's next.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And I just put it the entirety in perfect acceptance.
Yes.
And that way I had grace.
Yes. I think it's really great.
I never feel alone.
No, you shouldn't feel alone. You're so connected.
Yeah, it's just I'm wanting to apply, you know.
You are applying it. You're applying it all the time.
I'm grounding energies and earth healer.
I'll show you something that's quite interesting. You're about 3,200 miles from me, I believe. Take your other hand, the hand that you're not using, and put it out like you're going to shake my hand.
All right.
Okay? What I'm going to do is take my hand, and you should be able to feel this energy at the tips of your fingers right now. Can you feel that as I'm pressing?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What it is basically your aura goes right to heaven. It goes around the earth.
Oh.
A lot of people think that the aura just stops 2 feet in front of us, and that's not the way it is.
Thank you for reminding me.
So, and I'm 3,000 miles away, and I'm instantaneously just moving your energy. So you've got it. I mean, you're there. You're there. There's nothing that you can't do.
I want to inspire sacred dance.
Yes.
Get a library of information. I just got a computer for the, you know, at 52.
Yes.
I had to do it, and it's really been good.
That's wonderful.
And, living off the grid and on a sailboat and out in the jungles and, you know, all that. Oh, yes, the energy in my hand. I feel you.
Yeah. You know, it's really funny. I was talking about the sacred groves last week. John Smith, I think it was the Mormon religion, and that was started here in Rochester, actually Palmyra, New York. And I'm not Mormon, but what I did was go to the sacred groves with a friend of mine, and we saw all kinds of angels. We saw figures moving. We saw everything happening at those sacred groves. And more people would get in touch with nature. Oh, my gosh. There's nothing that's... I mean, from what I understand, from what I'm being told is, to know nature better is to know God better.
That's right.
And so, as a matter of fact, tonight I wanted to talk about, waking up early in the morning in California or whatever the case may be. I know during the summer months, the ocean is very important to me. I was raised by the ocean in the summertime. And I remember getting up early in the morning, 6 o'clock, and walking on the beach and not seeing anybody for 10 miles. And I think it's so important if people would get up and just walk into nature or walk on the beaches. Oh, my gosh, there's so much to see and so much to feel.
I'll say.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your personal touch.
Absolutely.
And I love you.
Thank you so much. But walk around in nature sometime. You probably
Pardon?
Do that all the time anyhow.
Pardon?
You probably walk in nature all the time.
Oh, every opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah. Yes, barefooted.
Well, you take care of yourself.
All right. You too, Steve.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's wonderful getting wonderful phone calls and being able to help people. And I guess she helped me as much as I helped her, and that's a wonderful feeling. What I wanted to discuss also tonight is basically when I was younger and even when I'm not so young anymore, to walk on the beach early in the morning, and I would go back down to Brigantine, New Jersey. We had a summer home there when I was a child. And to be able to walk on the beach and just not be able to see anybody but feel the energy on the beaches, it's just absolutely amazing to see and feel the energy of the water coming in. You have, if you stand there. Hello?
Hello, Steve.
Hi.
How you doing? This is Richard Stallings. How you doing today?
Oh, how you doing? Very good, sir. Can I help you?
Yeah. Actually, over the last, I've had my high blood pressure's just going through the roof.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I actually got sick through it, too.
Okay.
So,
are you on any kind of medication?
No, actually, it's 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He actually put me on some, and then I spoke to a homeopathic doctor, and they gave me a couple things to do periodically. And actually, since then, I've never had a problem.
Of late,
thrown into a real stressful position, and I don't know if that's it or what the case is, but this is the first time it's really spiked that type of thing.
Can I ask what your blood pressure is now, please?
I don't even know. I haven't even tested it.
Well, I think it would be very important to find that out because it might not be blood pressure. It could just be nerves.
Okay.
Do you mind if I make a connection with you?
Oh, feel free.
Thank you. You should feel yourself coming down now. Can you feel that? You feel your body coming down?
Yeah, I feel a descent. Yep.
Right. It's not your energy that's in descent. It's just your stress level is way too high.
Okay.
Do you feel that descent happening?
Yes, I do.
Good. Just hang in there with me. Good. You're just relaxing more. You're going to feel a bit uncomfortable in terms of you might get a little bit of a shake, and that's because your stress level has been so high. And just allow that. Just allow it to go. You're. That's it. Just relax. That's it. Just relax with it. How does it feel now? You feel yourself smoother?
Yeah, for the last couple of days, it was like when I'd stand up, I'd be dizzy and kind of disoriented.
Yeah, it could be blood pressure, and it could also be that you're very stressed.
Okay.
Do you do a tremendous amount of work? Are you doing a lot of hard work right now or a lot of brain work?
A lot of brain work.
Okay. That's why your brain was coming down a little bit. What we're doing right now is that we're just relaxing your brain. and relaxing your body. So just hang in there with me for a moment or two, okay?
Okay.
Let me just coming down, which is really good. That's it. Coming down further. Okay. I'll give you a technique that'll really help you.
Okay.
What I want you to do is take a good breath into your body. Breathe it straight through your body. Breathe it out. As you're breathing in the next breath, I want you to say, I breathe in the breath of God. I breathe in the breath of God. You should feel your mind leveling off. Can you feel that?
Yeah, I can.
Good.
Now, I've also, I've spoke to you on a few occasions. I've been wearing my new projector for about, two or three months now.
Yes.
And mine was one of the receptors that got caught up in limbo. It should be back Monday or Tuesday.
Okay.
So I know I really haven't had a break from that and back over to the receptor in
mm-hmm.
quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
Could that have something to do with some kind of overloading or something?
What are you wearing now?
I actually have my receptor on. I have my projector on. And
now, which one do you have on? Do you have your receptor and your projector on?
No, I haven't got the receptor back.
Okay,
yet.
Gotcha. Did you get a different stone or something of that nature? Is that what you sent it back for?
I'm sorry?
Did you send your projector back to get a different stone?
Yeah, I had sent it back, and it got caught up, and something happened, it got lost, and it's finally getting set back
okay.
out. Monday or Tuesday, I just checked UPS, it should be here Monday.
Terrific.
Hopefully.
Terrific. What you want to do... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I did break out my silver pyro dome, hoping that would do something.
Okay. Is your super receptor or nuclear receptor, is that clean?
Now, I used to always clean it daily when I wore the receptor. Of course, I haven't had that for a while. Now, the projector, Dr. Fred said, don't worry about cleaning. He said it shouldn't matter.
Yeah, the projector, it doesn't matter what happens with the projector. The receptor has to be clean. So what you want to do is once a month, take that to a jeweler and have them put it into a cleaner.
Yeah, the sonic
it's a machine. I forget what they call it, and that'll bring your nuclear receptor back into order for you. It'll keep it clean. Is your silver?
I haven't had that for about 4 months.
Okay, so now what are you wearing?
I'm wearing the projector right now.
You're wearing the projector.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's the receptor that you're getting back.
Yeah, and that's why I was questioning, because on an earlier show with Dr. Fred, you had said that. You should ground yourself 1 or 2 days a week and wear the receptor and give the projector a break.
Yes.
And then put the receptor back on. Well, I haven't had an opportunity to do that in the last 3 or 4 months.
Okay.
So I've been only wearing the receptor. I've been only wearing the projector.
That's it. Okay, good. What I would suggest doing, what kind of stones do you have in the projector, can I ask?
Yeah, they're yellow citrine.
Okay, the citrines. What you need to do is probably take that off for a day or so and just relax.
Okay.
Okay. Or...
Like I said, Monday the projector should be back.
No, your receptor should be back.
I keep mixing them up. Yeah, Monday the receptor should be back.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do for you while you're wearing the projector, I'm going to change the dynamic of the stone. What I'm going to do... let's see if this is a little bit more comfortable for you. We're going to put the blue sapphire stones in the projector and see if that calms you down a little bit more. Let's just try that. I'm going to make the stones into blue sapphire just for a minute to see if that calms you down a little bit more. Do you mind?
Oh, please feel free.
Sure. sure. That's happening now. There you go. How does that feel to you?
I almost felt like a cooling over me.
Yes. Yes.
Is that what it is? I took a projector that's resonating too high?
No, no, no. What we're doing is just calming you down. What I'm doing is just, I have the ability to be able to change a stone instantly to a different stone. And right now you just need a blue sapphire just to calm you down for a minute.
Okay.
So that's what I'm doing. I'm just changing the frequency of the stone to blue sapphire. Just to give you some calming effect. How does
Very
it feel
calming.
Now? Does it feel better?
Oh, much better.
Yes. Good. I think what's going on is that once in a while, take the projector off.
Okay.
And just give yourself a day of, like a free day.
Okay, but I have been wearing it pretty much every day.
Yeah, you want to give yourself some freedom from the projector. I wouldn't wear it every day until your body gets totally used to it. And what you should be doing is wearing your projector every couple days and then wearing your receptor. So when your receptor comes back, you could wear both if you want. One charges and the other discharges. So what you can do is wear them both. And one is a battery charger and the other discharges. So what I would highly suggest doing is just wearing your projector and receptor for a few days and then taking the projector off and allowing the receptor to do the work that it needs to do.
Okay.
Okay, and the reason I'm saying that is because the nuclear receptor is extremely important. And where do you live at, can I ask?
I've talked to you a few times. I'm on the road, and every few months I'm in a different city right now.
Oh, that's right, that's
right. Louisville, Kentucky.
Yes. What you need
right
to
now
do...
Right now in Louisville.
Yeah. Give yourself a chance to wear the receptor and let the receptor recharge you.
So when I get that back on hopefully Monday, wear it for about a solid week?
I would. I would take the projector off for a little while. Give yourself a break, put on the receptor, because what that'll do is that'll clean you out completely.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, after we get off the phone, should I take the projector off? And
when's the last time you had it off? I mean, do you sleep with it?
I usually take it off at night, and then I put it back on in the morning.
Good, good. Give yourself a day or so with it off, and that should really help a lot.
Okay.
I wear my projector usually almost every day, and I wear my receptor almost every day, just because I like playing with them all the time. And
I just think that was long overdue for the receptor.
Yes, and so it's not that the receptor is going to hurt anything, or the projector is going to hurt anything. It's just that you need a break from it once in a while. It's a very, very powerful tool. I remember I had a client who was in Sweden or Switzerland, if I remember correctly, and he wanted me to open him up a little bit. And as I was opening him up, all his lights in his house went completely off. And as soon as I was done with them, they came back on again. And that's with the projector on. So it's a very powerful tool.
Okay.
Okay, and you got to keep your mind clear.
Yeah, I got thrown into a mess when I got here about 3 weeks ago, and it's just been chaos ever since.
Right. Usually in a chaos situation, have you been meditating every day?
Not as much as I need to.
Please, take the time to meditate.
Okay.
That'll help your brain chatter a little bit. I know that you've got brain chatter.
Oh, ton of it.
Yeah, so that'll help you tremendously. As a matter of fact, let me just open your mind a little bit, and what we'll do is clear that brain chatter out. Do you mind? Good. There's a pillar of light right in front of you, about a foot and a half in front of you. What I would like you to do is take your right hand and very slowly put it into that pillar of light about a foot and a half. You're going to feel a lot of energy from it. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Good. Just keep your hand there. That's it. You're going to feel your eyes clearing now. You feel the air going into your eyes now?
Yes, I do.
You can feel your eyes lightening up?
I feel my whole head lightening up.
Yes, good. That pillar of light will be with you for quite some time. So what I would suggest doing, have you been listening to my programs?
Normally, yes, but over the... Actually, what happened was is when I moved here 3 weeks ago, I had to move residency 3 times in 3 weeks.
Okay.
So there were a couple times I had downtime with...
Sure.
You know.
That pillar of light is right in front of you. That will be with you for some time. I would put your hands in it, and as a matter of fact, if you want to, why don't you just stand and just walk right into that pillar of light, and I'll tell you when to stop. Is that okay?
Okay.
Go ahead and take a walk slowly. That's it. How does that feel?
Feels refreshing.
Yes. Wonderful. How's your brain
chatter? A lot of the lightheadedness is gone. I mean, even earlier today when I got up, it was still a lot of dizziness and a lot of disorientation.
How does that feel now? You shouldn't be disoriented, and your brain chatter should be gone. Does that feel better to you?
Much better.
Yes, good. That light has been in front of you. Everybody that listens to me on the program has got that light in front of them. And what you need to do is just use it.
Okay.
Okay, and that should really help you. You can clear things instantaneously with that light.
So that's any time that you're on the show?
Excuse me?
That's any time that you're on the show?
Any time I'm on the show, that automatically comes down for the people that are listening. And if you've been listening, and God is completely compassionate. He's the most, for me, he's the most wonderful God in the world. And he's been sending this light down to people that have been listening to the program, and hopefully people are using it and not forgetting about it.
Well, I do have a question for you. The last caller asked what you've seen as far as colors in her aura.
Yes.
What do you see in my aura?
It's changing very fast. Your aura was, I don't know what it was, but I know what it is now, and it's pure white light right now, which means that you're receiving a tremendous amount of light standing in that light. How does that feel to you?
Feels good. Very good.
Good. Just use that light. It's there all the time. That's a gift to you. That's right from heaven.
What do you see as far as spirit guides or those watching over me?
The Spirit of God is watching over you?
No, I was asking about...
He's watching over you all the time, not even... You know, he's there all the time.
Okay.
He is there all the time.
Any individual guides or angels, per se?
Your head, above your head, you've got small angels, and you have a large angel right behind you with gigantic wings. You know, just allow yourself to be. I mean, they're around you all the time. Our problem is that we need to allow ourselves to let go, and the more we let go, the more we'll be able to see. You follow what I'm saying?
I'm following.
But your energy is just, your heart is just lit up with pure love. And compassion. And harmony. So you're being balanced out right now. Just use that light as well as you possibly can. Next week I'm going to be talking about standing in the light, allowing perfect access between heaven and earth, and allowing that energy to flow through you. It's almost like a supercharger, but I got one more minute to go before I'm out of time.
Okay. Well, okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much. But please use that light, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Well, it's the end of the show for me. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Please listen next week. We're going to be talking about standing in the light and allowing that change to happen. So God bless everybody. I want to thank Dr. Fred Bell and Dr. Valerie and all my friends in California and all my friends here in Rochester. And thank you most of all, everybody, for listening. And don't forget to use that light. It's there for you. It's a gift. So please use that light. Talk to you later, everybody. Bye-bye.